Minneapolis, Merry Christmas. Jedi 1 with you at 400.
Jedi 1, Merry Christmas. Kind of late to be flying, isn't it? Shouldn't you be home?
Yeah, well, that's where I'm headed now. Shouldn't you be home too? I countered.
Well, in about 4 hours I will be,
responded the controller in an upbeat inflection. It was nice to be in U.S. airspace again. It meant I was making progress in getting home. The winds at my cruising level were howling along at the forecast 125 knots and from the forecast direction. They slowed my ground speed about 75 knots. Since I had a true airspeed of about 530 knots, the winds brought my ground speed back to 455 knots. I was with the first Minneapolis controller only a short time when he instructed the following.
Jedi 1, contact Minneapolis on 135.45. Happy holidays.
I had to wait for a couple of aircraft that were talking on the next frequency before I could check in with Center. Just as there was a pause in the aircraft talking on Center's frequency, and as soon as I keyed the microphone to check in with my altitude, my aircraft suddenly went dark. Christ, what the hell happened? I immediately released the microphone switch and looked to see if my engine was running, thinking it had failed and with it the main engine generator. Nope, it was running. That was a relief, but losing the main generator was a big deal, particularly at night with clouds all around. I knew the EPU, emergency power unit, which ran on either hydrazine or bleed air from the engine, would give me limited electrical power to get me somewhere. But the question was, where is that somewhere? The EPU was supposed to start automatically after a main generator failure, but I didn't get a run light from it, nor did I see an indication on the telelight panel and the limited number of electrical buses it powers to confirm that it was running. Without referring to the emergency checklist, I immediately toggled the switch that was supposed to start the EPU if it didn't automatically come online. No such luck. Crap. Okay, my plan B was to immediately reset the main generator, which I did. Shazam! The generator immediately came online and jump illuminated all the cockpit lights, revived the VHF radio, navigation equipment, and other instruments and displays. Whew! I dodged a bullet there, I thought. Thank you, God, for that. Then I smelled smoke. Then bam! Lights out again. Crap, crap, crap. You've got to be shitting me. Please, God, not on Christmas Eve, I prayed. I hacked the timer on my cockpit clock. I knew I had a maximum, or so the manual says, of 30 minutes on main battery power. I thought about resetting the main generator again, but the smell of smoke alluded to a serious electrical issue that could only get worse, in my estimation, if I kept forcing the main generator online. It was intuitively obvious the aircraft's protective circuits were trying to do just that, protect the aircraft. But in protecting the aircraft, it may have screwed itself if I can't find a place to land quickly enough. The loss of my aircraft was now a very real possibility, one in which I prayed would not happen. I wouldn't have missed the loss of the main generator as much if only the EPU came online, but it didn't, and that's what truly concerned me. The main battery didn't power any navigation equipment, and I only had about 30 minutes of juice in it before it would die. I needed to get on the ground ASAP. But Lord, where was I, and how low did the clouds go before I could break out and see the ground, let alone find an airfield? I switched back to using the UHF, since the VHF radio doesn't work on battery power, and tuned in 243.0, the UHF aviation emergency frequency. I then began transmitting, "Mayday, Mayday, Mayday," to anyone that might be listening.